Making their way up, I want to thank Father Lockie for the opportunity to be here. I have some family in town, including my godparents who are from New Jersey. So they're visiting us. It's great to be here to celebrate Mass with you. Go ahead and have a seat. Go ahead and have a seat here. Anybody else want to join us? All right, okay. What I thought we would do today is I want to play a little game. Has anybody ever played Pin the Tail on the Donkey? Oh, you want to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey? All right, so in order to do that, what are we going to need? You need a tail. Okay, well, what else might you need first? We need a donkey. All right, so my trusty altar server's here. If y'all can hold this, we're going to hold this up. This is going to be our game board. What else do we need? You said a tail? So we have some of those here. All right, and then what else do we need?
Blindfolds.
We need blindfolds, and we need people to play. So who wants to help play Pin the Tail on the Donkey? Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Here you go. You know how to do a blindfold? Here, why don't you put the one out? Who else wants to play? Come on up, come on up. Yes, thank you for your help today. All right, you're not scared of the dark, are you? Do you know how to put on a blindfold? No, you don't know how to put one on? Okay, let me help you out here. All right, you can't see, can you? These are pretty cool blindfolds, aren't they? I'm going to talk about this in a minute. It's a little preview. All right, you want to play? Come on up, come on. All right, so we have blindfolds on, our contestants, our participants, and we are going to need to do something to them to help confuse and confound them. What do we normally do when we play Pin the Tail on the Donkey? Yes, ma'am.
You spin them around.
Yo, you spin them around. Here's your tail, right? Here, you're going to pin that on the donkey. Spin you around. Go. Uh-oh. She getting close? Warm? Can you? Oh, now. You're just supposed to put it where you... Well, that's pretty good, but you're using some other senses there. Take it off. All right, that was impressive. That was impressive. That was pretty good. But normally you just kind of stick it on the wall, right? Usually. Because anyway, so how about you? Are you ready? Are you ready to play? Here's your tail. You got it? And what are we going to do to you? Go! Oh, okay, careful. How about this way? How about this way? Oh, you can stick it right there, that's fun. Close, take it off, let's see. Where are you? Let's go ahead and take your blindfold off. Where'd you go? That was close, wasn't it? Pretty close. All right, why don't you have a seat? That's pretty good. All right, we have one more contestant. Were you peeking?
Hi.
Were you peeking? All right, well, here, we'll give you a tail. You got it right there. It's on your hand. You feeling? Go! Oh, that was mean. Okay, take it off. Sorry. Oh, man! That was not nice of Father TJ. I was mean. But I did this for a reason. Why don't you go and have a seat, and we'll talk about why we play Pin the Tail on the Donkey here. Okay, so the tail is here. Actually, let me get one more volunteer. Yes, sir. Come here. This is what I want you to do. I'm not going to give you a blindfold. I want you to pin the tail on the donkey. Do you think you can do that? How about if I spin you around? Go, see if you can find it. Man, you're pretty good. How did he do that so well?
Because
he doesn't have a blindfold on. Do you guys remember what happened in the gospel today? There's a man that was born without what? He was born without what? He didn't have any sight. He couldn't see. And Jesus did what for him? He said, go wash in the pool, go clean it off, and then the guy was able to see. Okay, sight is something that's so important to us. I'm sure that man born blind, that people, when they saw him, they made fun of him. Kind of like we laughed a little bit when Father TJ sent you way off the wrong direction. Sorry about that. But we kind of laughed, we chuckled. But I'm sure that the man born blind, people laughed at him his whole life because he was different. He was different. And so what our Lord tells us today in the gospel is that he is stronger, more powerful than anything, including the ability to see. And Jesus healed the man by touching his eyes, having him wash, and healing him. And then he said to that man, I want you to go, and I want you to go show yourself to the Pharisees to say that, hey, look, you're okay. And then they found out about it, right? And then they come to him, and it's a really long gospel today, right? Really long. A lot of pages we had to turn to get through that one, didn't we? All right, it was long, but it was beautiful. Because what I liked about it is when the Pharisees said to him, tell us what happened. And then he said, what? I already told you once. Do you want me to tell you again? Do you want to be his disciples? So what happened to that man born blind is that his ability to see not only was physical sight, it was the sight of faith. Okay, my friends, the gift of faith is so awesome and beautiful and amazing because it helps us to see the beauty and the love of God in our lives. We're so lucky that he loves us that much. Now, we have some RCIA candidates here that are going through one of the scrutinies, and they're going to talk about this wonderful gift of faith that they're coming into, that Jesus is opening their eyes to help them be able to see. And it is a wonderful, awesome gift that we have. But sometimes we walk around life with our blindfolds on, and that's all of us. And sometimes we put our blindfolds on because we're blinded by sin. And because life is so tricky and life is so difficult, and we walk around and we make bad decisions and bad choices. That's why we need God's grace and love in our lives. That's why we need the sacrament of what? Which wipes away our sins. Which sacrament? Specifically. Yes. Reconciliation, right? There's a lot of sacraments that wipe away our sins, but the one of confession is awesome because that's exactly what it does. It wipes away our sins. It gives us a chance to see, to be able to see God's grace, His mercy, His love working in our lives. And that's why we come before our God, because sometimes we're blind. Sometimes we can't see. We're like that poor blind man in the gospel. And we don't know how to see until we ask our Lord to take away our blindness and say, Lord, help me. Lord, heal me. And what He does for us is He makes us disciples like the man born blind, who said to the Pharisees, who courageously said to the Pharisees, why do you ask me again? I already answered that question. Do you want to be His disciples? And hopefully what we do with our lives of faith, my friends, is that people look at us and they see us living our life of faith, and they want to be like us. And they say, I see in them this gift of faith, and I want to have what they have. That's how we can be disciples. That's how we can help take the blindfold off other people. What a beautiful, awesome gift that we have. What a beautiful gift that our God gives us. Another wonderful gift of faith that we saw in that first reading was when David was anointed. Samuel shows up and he's like, is there another son? Wait, you pick the smallest, the wimpiest looking, and call him handsome in the story, in the gospel there, in the first reading? So you pick the smallest of us? But sometimes God does that. And sometimes those of you who are the smallest among us are the most powerful. And you guys are a witness to us of love. We love kids because we love the energy that you have. We love the joy that you have in your heart. So my friends, try not to lose that. Try to give your lives to Jesus each and every day so that you can faithfully follow after Him. One more thing I want to talk about today. I mentioned at the very beginning of Mass that I have a special job. Did y'all catch that? Did any of the adults catch that?
Yes.
And my job is what?
Vocation
director. That means my job is I get to go out to parishes and schools and I get to talk to young people about the possibility of laying down their lives to serve Jesus. And my friends, I'm here today because I need your help. I can't do this alone. I'm the only priest in the whole diocese whose full-time job is to go out to talk to people about being priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And this is how you can help me. You can help me by lending your voice to Christ. So saying to young people that you know in your families, in your own parish that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And you can help me, you can help Christ, you can help our church by saying to them, I see in you great traits and qualities. And I would be so blessed and honored if you were to consider to serve God as a priest, a brother, a sister, nun. My friends, I got news for you. I've been a priest for almost 6 years, and it's the best job in the world. I get to help so many people. I get to celebrate the sacraments. I get to meet so many awesome, amazing people. And so when you're thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, my friends, please, please be open to the possibility that God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, or nun, because our church needs holy men and women to answer the call to faithfully serve Him. And people of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, you can help me by identifying the people in this parish that you think would be amazing priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. I know I wouldn't be a priest today if it wasn't for the example of so many people at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton when I was growing up that said to me, TJ, you're an awesome altar server. Have you ever thought about being a priest? And look at me today. I'm a priest of Jesus Christ, and I've been a priest for 6 years, so I appreciate your help. I appreciate your encouragement, your support in lending your voice to Christ, to saying to the young people from this parish, people from your own families, people that you know, have you ever thought about serving God and the priesthood of the consecrated life? My friends, because our church needs men and women to answer the call to serve God, to lay down their lives, to be able to help take the blindfolds off people that are walking around in sin, to be able to help people play a really good game of pin the tail on the donkey, right? And so we ask God today as we continue our prayers, we pray for two things. First of all, for an increase of vocations, the priesthood, and consecrated life, and we also pray that our Lord may take away our blindness, that he may take away our blindness so that our eyes can be focused on him, so that we can grow in faith and hope and love. Thank you guys so much for your help. You guys can go back and have a seat. Thank you.